John, that's what drives me. It drives me. Never before has a man been able to say he's walked into WrestleMania and beat Hulk Hogan, beat Stone Cold Steve Austin, and beat John Cena. On a professional level, The Rock needs to beat you to become the greatest WWE superstar of all time. On a personal level, I just don't like you. And because of that, John, in 6 days, The Rock will tell you to your face, in 6 days, not only is The Rock gonna beat you, but in 6 days, The Rock is gonna give you the ass kicking of a lifetime.
Miami, South Beach, bringing the heat, Broadcasting live from Miami, Florida, it's WrestleMania weekend, and this is Smack Talk Radio Live.
Woo! We are finally here. Was there ever a doubt that we would not use this song to start the show off?
We've been waiting to use this song for how long now?
A long time. Damn, it feels good to be here in Miami, Florida, broadcasting live. Finally, Smack Talk Radio Live on the air from sunny Miami, Florida.
I love it down here in Miami. I'm telling you, the weather is hot and the women are even hotter. It's just great here.
And James, you and I standing outside WrestleMania Access at the Miami Convention Center.
That's right. This is Smack Talk Radio Live, and this is some true guerrilla radio going on right here.
Boy, the strings we've had to pull this entire show off tonight. I'm like beat before the show's even started. Would you agree?
It's been a little bit of work, that's for sure. But here we are, we're doing it. We're on the air in Miami, Florida. At Access.
Unbelievable. It just feels really good.
It does, man. I'm excited. I'm excited for the whole weekend. For Access, for Hall of Fame, for WrestleMania, for Monday Night Raw. I mean, we're going to go to it all. We're going to do it all.
It's WrestleMania weekend,
that's
buddy.
Right.
I mean, does it get any better as a wrestling fan?
It does not. This is the penultimate if you are a professional wrestling fan, definitely. And just looking around me here now outside the Miami Convention Center, I see fans of all different shapes and sizes wearing all different kinds of WWE t-shirts. I mean, we see some CM Punk fans, we got a lot of John Cena fans, surprisingly, obviously a lot of Rock fans, and here we are.
And we're just going to make it up as we go.
Absolutely.
So let's get into it. First of all, www.smacktalkradiolive.com, facebook.com/smacktalkradio, and if you're hip and cool to the scene, at SRL Radio on Twitter. What a scene this is tonight, James. First of all, are you sunburned yet?
Oh, buddy, I'm like, I look at my skin right now and it's like brown leather.
Well, how was your trip down to Miami?
You know what? It was a long, arduous trip. It was a day and a half. I mean, almost 8 hours in the air. But you know what? Now that I'm here, it's totally all worth it. And would I do it again in an instant?
I actually got down here last week. My girlfriend, Laura, and I. Laura, say hi.
There she is in the back.
I don't know if you could hear her there. But Robbie's here as well.
Hey, Robbie.
Robbie.
The big Robbie.
Anyways, as I was saying, Laura and I, we went down on a cruise down to the Bahamas before we got back to Miami this morning. We basically woke you two up.
Yep.
You and Rob up this morning. And
yeah, thanks a lot for that, by the way.
Yeah, and we've been at it all day. Now, this day could not have gone any better for us. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely, man.
It was an absolute ton of work, though.
Yeah, but it's worth it. In the end of the day, it's worth it.
It is. So, first of all, let's get your impressions on WrestleMania weekend in Miami. When you first showed up, what was the first sign that it was WrestleMania weekend?
Well, honestly, the first signs that I saw that it was WrestleMania weekend here in Miami had to be in the airport, because there's a whole bunch of posters plastered all over the place. Of course, we got the big poster with John Cena and The Rock on it, and that was all over the airport. So that was my first indication that, something special wrestling-wise is going on in the city here. So,
have you seen a lot of fans so far?
Oh, tons of fans.
Yeah?
Oh, just walking down the street, you hear people talking about wrestling, and it's great.
See, when I got here last week, the only hint that wrestling was coming to town were the, the street banners that they usually put up on street lampposts.
Yeah, yeah.
When you walk by the American Airlines Arena, which is, of course, where the Hall of Fame Monday Night Raw is taking place, you would see those street signs, street banners, and each one had a different wrestler on it. Really, the only sign last week that WrestleMania was coming to town. But this weekend. It's a
whole
new ballgame.
It's all over the place.
I was driving by the Port of Miami today, and I guess the guys that work in the shipping yard there, they had taken like six huge shipping containers and draped an entire welcome to Miami WrestleMania from the Port of Miami staff.
Oh, really? Wow.
So there must be a few wrestling fans there.
I would imagine, but...
Well, let's set the scene here, James. Like I said before, we are standing outside the Miami Convention Center. This is the location of WrestleMania Access. That goes on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, Friday being tonight. Yeah. And people are really just starting to come out of the Convention Center.
Yeah, it's just we're just hitting the end of it here. So. Mm-hmm.
And what's the weather like?
It's hot. I'm sitting here, like I said.
Yeah.
The weather is hot. The women are hotter, man.
We're shorts and t-shirt for sure.
Yep.
You know what was funny is that you and I, when we went in today, because of course we had a couple meetings with people with the WWE.
That's right.
And we were debating, you know, should we put on the collar shirt and pants and you know, possibly the tie?
And look all pretty and but.
No.
We went shirt and shorts.
And sunglasses on the top of the head.
And you know what? We totally did not look out of place, so.
And we smelled like banana boats as well, which was nice. Now, all right, well, what am I looking at here? WrestleMania Access, everyone's sort of waiting for cabs. Well, let's talk about WrestleMania Access. What did you think when you walked in earlier tonight?
You know what? WrestleMania Access, it's always one of these carnival-like events that I find is such a great treat if you're a wrestling fan. I mean, it's got so much to see and do here. I mean, they've got guys like The Miz coming out and talking about his match on Saturday. They've got guys like Jinder Mahal versus Justin Gabriel wrestling. Mm-hmm. Like, we see some matches. They've got a ring set up at the back. Mm-hmm. They've also got a ring set up that had a bunch of foam blocks in it so you could do maneuvers off the top rope, which at first I thought would look, or I thought would be kind of dangerous to do, but...
I took a couple notes on just what I liked at WrestleMania Access. Well, some of the highlights for me would have definitely been when The Miz came out, but before The Miz came out, Scott Stanford came out and introduced him.
Oh, okay.
So in the ring, we had The Miz and Scott Stanford tonight, and The Miz cut a promo about WrestleMania this Sunday and how he was finally selected for Team Johnny.
And I gave him a heck, and he actually singled me out, so that was kind of funny.
It was very interesting, because I can't remember what you had said to him. You yelled something out from the crowd. What was it?
The crowd was yelling out, you are awesome, you are awesome. And I yelled out, no, you're not, at the top of my lungs. And, of course, at the time I yelled it out, nobody, you know, it was complete silence, so he picked me out of the crowd.
And then he goes on to say, was that a girl talking? Well, if it wasn't a girl, it was a grown man with a girly voice.
And then his voice cracks on him, so.
Yes. And then he called you a John Cena fan. He goes, he's probably a John Cena fan.
Well, I am.
Now, in terms of what's coming up on the show tonight, you and I had a chance to talk to three very important individuals terms of wrestling, and three great interviews. First one being, we got to speak with David Otunga tonight.
Yeah, really nice guy I found, you know, really personable.
And then we got to speak with the legend, Mean Gene Okerlund.
Oh man, what a great interview that was. And of course, you're going to hear them all later.
Yes. And then finally, you and I got to speak with Wade Barrett, which I was really interested in speaking to. I had personally requested that one because, you know, Wade Barrett is a story. He's kind of a sad story this WrestleMania because
he totally is. Yeah,
he should have been in the show. Probably, you know, more realistically, he should be in the show ahead of some other guys that are.
Oh, I totally agree with you. And I mean, as soon as he gets off his injuries, I can see him. You know, he's going to be one of the top guys. That's just a feeling I have.
Yeah. And so we will play those. Now, a couple other mentions about WrestleMania Access tonight. You had kind of mentioned it was Jinder Mahal versus Justin Gabriel. Justin Gabriel ended up winning that one.
That's right. Justin Gabriel actually won the match with a springboard moonsault, which I found kind of interesting. He didn't use his 450 splash, but then I looked up and they had a bunch of TV screens.
Let's take a time out here, James. I want to do something here.
Okay.
This is what I've been waiting for for like the last 3 months. Guys, come on over here. You're about to go live on the radio.
That's right.
All right.
Hi, guys.
We got a couple fans here just coming out of WrestleMania Access. What are your names?
My name's Dave.
Hey, Dave.
And Brian.
Hey, you guys.
Dave and Brian, where are you guys from?
We're from Scotland.
Oh, wow.
Wow. So you flew all the way here from Scotland.
How long is that flight?
About 9-10 hours.
Oh, wow.
I used to get about 3 and one was delayed and it was a whole hassle. But I'm here now, so that's good.
Is this your first WrestleMania?
It is, yeah.
And what do you think so far?
Really good, yeah. Really excited for Sunday. It was good. I got my picture taken with Dolph Ziggler, so I'm a happy man.
Oh, perfect.
Oh, we missed Ziggler because we came out here to start the show. So
we also got to meet Howard Finkel as well, which was really great. He was really nice with us.
Excellent.
So what you're saying is the 9-hour flight was worth it then?
Oh, definitely.
The Fink sweet boys.
Now, is this your first WrestleMania?
Yeah.
And what do you guys think so far? I mean, obviously, you must have got here, what, today or yesterday?
You got here last night. I got here this morning. So, yeah, we're kind of just straight into things. We're still on UK time, so.
And what was the first sign that it was WrestleMania weekend here?
As soon as we started heading towards here, you started seeing the posters in the street, and then as soon as you started seeing the bigger posters, and you knew you were getting close, and then just seeing the fans was amazing. Just seeing the fans alone.
Excellent. Yeah,
as soon as you walk in the front door, there the big poster just says Access. You're like, oh, we've arrived. This is why we came.
So let's talk about Access. What did you guys think of the whole, you know, filling up a Miami Convention Center and just, you know, throwing on a festival for the fans? Were you blown away? Did you like it? Were you disappointed? How'd you feel?
No, it was really good. Yeah, the interaction is great. I mean, you got people doing entrances and things and stuff. It's really cool. We were standing in line for ages for Wade Barrett, and then we got this close. Oh, so you can't see that in the radio, but we got really close. and then he disappeared, so that was a big thing. But, you know, that's just the way it goes, isn't it?
Yeah. Go ahead.
No, just the same. Just as soon as you walked in, the posters and seeing all the main events, and it was just great just to see that. That got you. I mean, it gave me chills when I walked through. It was just a great feeling.
What was your favorite attraction in there tonight at Access?
I think it was a chance of getting to just see.
Just to see all the wrestlers up and close and in person.
Obviously, we don't get the chance much at live events back home.
Yeah.
So actually seeing them right there and getting to see them, just a chance to just say hi to them.
That is kind of cool,
awesome.
Eh?
Yeah.
All right, now let me ask you this. The road to WrestleMania, leading to this weekend, were you liking what you saw? Were you thinking, oh, I'm going to WrestleMania, but I can't believe I'm paying all this money for what I'm seeing? Or are you really enjoying what you've been watching on TV?
Yeah, really enjoying. I mean, last year when The Rock came back, I was all for The Rock, but I got to say, Cena's been kind of bringing it. He's brought his A-game, you know. He's made The Rock look stupid a few times. So, you know, I'm kind of...
More than a few times.
Yeah, you know, I've got a lot more respect for him than I did a year ago, I can say that.
And, you know, the big debate for the last couple months, I would say, is the fact that people are saying, you know, this week John Cena got the better of The Rock. This week The Rock got the better of John Cena. Who do you think has won the mic battle for the last month or so?
I think Cena blew him away every week, apart from when it was the sing-off. The Rock came into his own. Apart from the section with the We Will Rock You, that was a bit hard to watch at times. But
it was.
That was pretty bad, yeah.
Apart from that, it was pretty good. When it was just him and the guitar, it was really good viewing. It was like seeing old Rock again from years ago. It was quite nice to see that. But other weeks, Cena's just blew him away.
How about the other programs, you know, Undertaker, Triple H?
Yeah, I mean, that didn't even need any build-up, did it, really? I mean, you can say Undertaker to Triple H, Hell in a Cell, oh, Shawn Michaels is involved. That's all you need to say, you know. Everyone's looking forward to that, I think.
Every year when you see, obviously, Taker coming into WrestleMania, you just automatically assume that Taker's going to win. The streak's never going to end. And this year I've kind of been a bit, I'm not sure, because it's like, the big question mark is, what's Shawn going to do? Is he going to screw Triple H? Is that going to be a jealousy thing? And that's what keeps on going through my head. So I really can't wait to see that one.
Do you think that Triple H actually could end the streak on Sunday?
Not without help. He needs help, because you saw it last year in Atlanta. It was amazing just to sit and watch that. It was great. The way that they did it, it was a great angle. And yeah, I think Sean's going to be the big card in this match. Definitely, he's the one to watch.
Now, let me ask you a question. Did you actually want to see Shawn Michaels involved with this match? I mean, when they announced him as a special guest referee, were you kind of thinking, you know, this match didn't need that, and I would have liked to seen these guys go one-on-one? Or are you thinking, yeah, that's a good idea?
From a purist wrestling point of view, yeah, it didn't need Shawn. It could have been a great match on his own. But Shawn Michaels is my hero. So the fact that he was good, I was just like, yes. I was a bit like Daniel Bryan in my room. I was just going, yes, yes. So
I think as well, yeah, I get exactly what he means. I mean, they've done it for the third time, so I guess I'd change it up a bit. I don't think it had to be Hell in a Cell either, but from a selfish point of view, I want to see a Hell in a Cell match, so I'm happy for that. You know?
What about the match that you guys like, aside from Rock and Cena and Taker and Triple H? I mean, maybe those are the matches you guys really want to see. I would think they are. But outside those matches, what's the other one that you're really looking forward to?
Oh, Punk and Jericho, without a doubt. Punk's reacted really well, but Jericho has been cutting some amazing promos. The one when he apologized for the father and then just went, but your sister.
Yeah.
Even
classic Chris Jericho, absolutely.
Everyone at home was even going, oh. So it was just a great reaction just to see that. Yeah, so I'm really, there's been a good hype up for that. I think that'll really, I think that's a good chance that one will steal the show.
You agree?
Yeah, absolutely. As far as matches, I don't really want to see Kane, Randy Orton. Does anyone
want Does anybody
that
want to see that match?
I know.
And Randy Orton actually said in a radio interview last week that he thinks that match will steal the show. Are you believing that?
Yeah. No, not at all. It should be.
I think he meant to say it's going to open the show.
Yeah, exactly. Why it's not Kane Ryder, I don't know. That made sense, but apparently it's not good enough. So.
Interesting.
Well, quickly, sorry.
What do you guys make of the whole six-man tag? Do you guys think it's a good idea to get as many stars there, or do you think it's an excuse to use up some of the roster?
I think it's an excuse to use definitely up a bit of a roster.
It's basically a match where you're going to throw guys in that don't have anything to do. Like, let's be realistic here. Ziggler and Swagger, I mean, they deserve better than being thrown into a match like this, right?
Yeah. And, you know, you got to give... The guys need the WrestleMania payday. It's a good opportunity, and if no money in the bank, I think this is the next best thing. But I don't like the idea of one GM running both shows. I don't know what you guys think of that.
No, I don't like that at all. I like the fact that there's a chop and a change between them. I like the difference. So, yeah, I think it should stay that way.
Alrighty. Is there anything else you guys want to talk about?
Well, actually, hold on, Corey. I want to get these guys. I want their calls on the match, on the card.
Okay, all right.
So tell us, what do you think? Who's going to be Rock or Cena here?
it's got to be Rock. There's no way Rock is going down in his hometown. I think he's just too... I think he's probably got out of contract. I will not lose. So, yeah, I think it's got to be Rock that's taking that one.
I think I want Rock to win. I think if Cena does win, I think there might be some sort of hokey finish. Maybe there. I don't want there to be. I think it should just be straight finish. But I think Cena might take it. But there's going to be some sort of something that went wrong, you know.
Okay, how about Taker and Triple H?
Undertaker, definitely.
Definitely Undertaker.
No one wants to see the streak end, do they really? No one.
No.
I wouldn't mind seeing the streak end.
Really?
I'd
see,
like
he, yeah, he wants to see the streak end. I keep telling him it's never going to happen. So.
Why would you want the streak end?
Because I just feel like as he gets older and his matches become less... entertaining, I guess the word is. I think you risk tarnishing your legacy. I've seen a lot of other wrestlers do that in the past. So I would say cut it off here. Do I think that's going to happen? No. But that's just my opinion. And the other reason why I think The Undertaker is going to win this Sunday, for one reason, we have not seen The Undertaker versus John Cena yet.
That's
that
true.
Match has still yet to happen.
That is true. Yeah, I agree with you there.
Okay,
I really don't want to see that one.
All right.
How about CM Punk, Chris Jericho, guys? What's your call on that one?
I don't know. I really... There's a bit... Like, I love Punk. I think ever since Punk's amazing promo that he cut on Raw and it just blew everyone away. Mm-hmm. And ever since then, everybody's been this Punk fan. But, I'm going to go Punk. I've got to go Punk.
Yeah, I'm going to have to say Punk on that one.
All right.
Daniel Bryan, Sheamus?
I think going into the Rumble and things, I think Sheamus was maybe the one that was going to go and win that one. But now, Daniel Bryan is... You know, everyone's... You saw him earlier at the THQ, he was playing the video games, came out. Everyone was, yes, chance. So I think he might pull that one out the bag.
Yeah.
All right. We got to cut it off there. We got another guy standing here. We want to bring him in. Nice
Thanks
meeting
a lot,
you
gentlemen.
Guys.
Thank
appreciate
really
it.
Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks very much.
Yep, no problem.
Come on in here, buddy.
Okay, you've been waiting patiently, right on.
What's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Lewis. I'm here from Miami.
All right. Local boy.
Awesome.
Yeah, get a chance to come out here. It's finally here. You know,
how you feeling about it?
It's awesome, man. I got tickets to All the Access, the WrestleMania. I'm going to do it all.
You got Monday Night Raw, too?
Monday Night Raw.
Absolutely perfect.
Tomorrow night.
Now, is this your first WrestleMania?
I was actually at the one in Houston, and the Taker, Shawn Michaels, was the main event there.
And here's a question for you. What was the first sign when you were driving around town? What was the first sign that you knew it was WrestleMania weekend?
Oh, man. I work in downtown, all the buses, all the wrestlers started coming in. You see the movement in downtown. You see the tourism. It's great for the city. It's great for the city.
Bringing a lot of money into the city,
big
definitely.
Time, big time, big time.
So how many of your buddies are going to WrestleMania with you?
Just one of my buddies, man. It's around here, we don't get too many shows, and you don't really know too many people that are close that watch it or come to the events, but I will be at the event with one of my friends.
Rock and Cena, let's talk about that. How are you feeling about that?
Rock all the way, man. It's hometown.
he's a Miami boy. What do you think
It's all about the Rock, man. We're glad to see him back. We can't wait to see it, man. It's going to be a show.
Does this city riot if the Rock loses?
That's the question we've been asking ourselves.
City riots.
We're from Vancouver, so we know a lot about riots.
Yeah, big time, man. I think
you just had to bring that up, didn't you?
I think in hometown, The Rock is coming back. I don't see him losing, man. But I do see it being a hell of a main event.
Now, in the week-to-week battles on the mic with John Cena and The Rock, who has had the better of each other? Like, who's been the winner in the mic battles?
Well, I'm old school, man. I gotta go with The Rock. I
Really?
I love The Rock's
really?
Promos, man. I do
really?
Think he lost it a little bit. The last 2 weeks, I think Cena took it from him, but it's good to see The Rock on TV.
I
man.
Think The Rock made a pretty good comeback on this last week's Raw there with that face-to-face at the end.
Yeah, yeah.
And he actually got mad, and he actually got serious in his face. That was what I wanted to see the whole time,
I'm
right?
I'm sure everybody at home was sitting there hyped up for the match and can't wait.
All right, man. One more match. What's the other match that you're most looking forward to?
And I'm a big-time Shawn Michaels fan since back in 93, 94. I've been a big-time Shawn Michaels fan. That's really why I'm here.
So what would you like to see Michaels do on Sunday?
Man, it's going to be tough, man.
Is he going to screw Triple H? That's the question everybody's asking.
It's going to be tough, man. I can't wait to see it. My gut instinct tells me Undertaker's going to win it just to keep the streak alive. But I'm pulling for my boy Triple H, man.
All righty, man. Thank you very much.
Well, hold on. Before you go, let's get your quick rundown on what you think the card's going to be. You think it's going to be Rock or Cena? You think it's going to be The Rock, right?
Rock.
You just said you think it's going to be Undertaker.
I think it's going to be Undertaker.
Okay, how about CM Punk and Chris Jericho? Who's winning that match?
I see Jericho, man. I don't think he came back to lose a WrestleMania match. I think he's going to come in there. They're going to put on a hell of a show. But I think at the end of the day, Jericho's going to take home the title.
Okay, Daniel Bryan and Sheamus. Who's taking that one?
Man, I'm a Sheamus fan right now. I think he's coming from the Royal Rumble with all the hype, all the momentum. I think he'll take it.
Okay, we got to get over. We got these guys standing here. They've been standing here a lot.
Hey, buddy, thanks very much. We appreciate it.
Have a good night.
How's it
going, man?
How's it going?
Good. My name's Corey. What's your name?
I'm Kelvin. Nice to meet you.
Kelvin, I'm James. Nice to meet you, man.
Nice to meet you.
Kelvin or Calvin?
Kelvin.
Kelvin.
Kelvin, yep.
Your name?
Ashley.
Ashley.
Ashley, nice to meet you.
And where are you guys from?
We're from Birmingham, Alabama.
Wow. All right. So when did you get down to Miami then?
We got to Miami today, but we were at her family's house in Ocala, Florida yesterday, and we came down to Miami today.
Now, are you a wrestling fan? I gotta ask.
I am.
You are?
Because,
you know, my girlfriend, she just has to fake being a fan for 3 hours and she gets a free trip to Miami and even a cruise out of it. So I'm surprised you're a wrestling fan.
Oh, yeah.
Now,
she met her favorite, Kofi Kingston, today.
Oh, Kofi Kingston.
I didn't power throw up, so.
Did you wait in the lineup and get a picture taken with him?
Yeah, about that. My camera batteries died before she went there, so.
Got a toy autograph.
Well, at least you walked away with something, right?
Yeah.
Now, you are standing here wearing a CM Punk t-shirt and the World Heavyweight Championship. I'm going to go out on a limb and say you're a CM Punk fan.
I am. I respect the fact that he doesn't drink, doesn't smoke, doesn't do any drugs. So
okay.
He's one of my favorites.
Now, let's talk about that match, him versus Chris Jericho. How are you feeling about that one?
I'm rooting for Punk. I think he's the new face of the company, and I think that Jericho's just back to make him look good, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. So
this is a classic case of an old superstar coming back to put over a new one.
Yeah, basically.
Do you think that they did a good job of convincing the public that Jericho could take this? Because let me give you a scenario. When he had mentioned that after WrestleMania, CM Punk will hit rock bottom and he will take a drink of alcohol and, you know, he will fall to the bottom. To me, I was thinking that would be a good thing. I mean, it's not good to see, but that would be quite entertaining for the fans to see CM Punk hit rock bottom and possibly rise to the top from there.
Yeah, I think that could be a good storyline to keep the rivalry going.
Do you think that will actually happen, though?
I couldn't see that happening either.
I think now it's CM Punk's time. I think he's going to win that. Although he's being overshadowed by The Rock and Cena, I think he's going to finally win that somewhat main event match at WrestleMania. So,
now what about you? What match are you looking forward to the most? Would you go with Punk and Jericho, or are you going to go with a different match?
Rock and Cena. I'm just ready to see him. I waited a year because he got to go to the one last year.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't get to see it. And from then, I've been planning to come here just to see that one.
Okay, well, let's ask you, what are your thoughts on The Rock and Cena? Have you liked what you've seen so far? And who has won that battle between the two for the last month or so?
Definitely Cena. Rock's been embarrassed, and
what about the notion that The Rock has toned it down to bring it to John Cena's level? Does that ring true at all?
No. I just think he's at a loss for words.
So you just think The Rock's lost it?
Yeah.
I don't think. Don't get me wrong. Rock is awesome.
He's good, but in comparison, when. Yeah, no.
You know, I'm an attitude era guy. So, you know, there was a time when I was a Cena hater. But I don't think in this age, especially since CM Punk turned this to a whole reality era thing, I don't think the catchphrases are going to work anymore. So Cena's been real, and Rock has just been all.
Rock's just been all insults and catchphrases.
Yeah,
that's all he's ever been, you know. Absolutely.
Rock has been, like, you know, just playing around.
And the first time I think we've seen The Rock speak from the heart was this last week on Raw, where he had this final face to face with John Cena.
Why did it take 4 weeks?
That's my feeling exactly. We finally saw The Rock get serious. We finally saw him get angry, get in his face. And why the heck hadn't he been doing this the whole program, right?
But as far as the predictions, I'm rooting for Cena, but I'm mixed because Rock is on like a Hollywood level.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think they're going to bring back a movie star to lose in front of the world. And at the same time, I feel like they still want to put their boy Cena over. So,
well, the way I look at it is...
It's a tough one.
It is a tough one, right? What do they gain if The Rock wins this match? Right?
I don't know.
Exactly.
I don't think anything. I guess not an embarrassment for The Rock, but I really think... I'm hoping Cena walks out because, like him or not, he's been having all these fans on their feet. So,
all right, well, let's quickly get your guys' call on the card that's happening on Sunday. Who's going to win, Rock and Cena?
I'm going for Cena.
Going for Cena?
And you?
Cena.
Okay. How about Taker and Triple H? We didn't really get to talk about that one much, but...
I love my boy Triple H, but he's not taking that from Undertaker. No.
How about you?
Yeah, he's...
Look at you, supporting your man. What else you got, June?
Okay, how about Daniel Bryan and Sheamus?
I'm going with Sheamus. We hadn't seen a Royal Rumble win since Undertaker. We hadn't seen a Royal Rumble winner win at WrestleMania since Undertaker. So I think they're going to finally give it to the Royal Rumble winner again.
They've kind of taken the prestige a little bit away from winning the Royal Rumble, haven't they?
Nobody cares about the Sheamus match, and it's sad.
He's got to be the weakest Royal Rumble winner I've seen to date.
Yeah, that's...
I don't know if that's his fault, though, but...
No.
So CM Punk and Jericho, I'm guessing you're obviously going for CM Punk.
Most definitely.
Okay, how about the 12-man tag, Team Johnny versus Team Teddy? Who's winning that one?
Laurinaitis, of course. I don't want to see Teddy Long run both shows.
No?
No. She goes for Teddy.
Okay.
I don't go for Teddy.
All right, how about the most anticipated match on the card, Randy Orton versus Kane? Who's taking this one?
Orton, Kane's just a big jobber with a mask, so, yeah. Don't tell him I said that.
No, it's all right. All right, guys, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
By.
We appreciate it.
Have fun on Sunday. Come on in, guys. We got two new people standing here. Three, if you want to be part. No.
Right. Okay, we got two new guys.
Wife or girlfriend doesn't want to take part. That's fine. Mom, I'm sorry. I never even know that.
Look at that. Corey's making friends here already, folks. Making friends already.
Like
that's
the worst. That's like the worst mistake I've ever made. All right, guys. What's your name? Where are you from?
I'm Tony Black from Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, wow.
Craig Cox from Indianapolis, Indiana.
Perfect.
Oh.
Got people from all over the place coming to this thing.
So, is this your first WrestleMania for you too?
No, I went to WrestleMania 23 in Detroit.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And
last WrestleMania for me was 13 in Chicago.
Holy
so
smokes,
it's
wow.
It's really changed a lot.
No kidding.
So, what's convinced you to come down to this one?
Yeah.
I lived about 10 years here in Florida, and I knew it was going to be Rock Cena. I just felt this was going to be a big one to go to. I had the time free, and I wanted to experience kind of this new breed of manias in the stadiums with the fan access and everything else.
So what did you guys think of Access tonight?
I loved Access. I was here last night, too. I think it's great that they've got autographs. They've got some really cool interactive-type displays in there. After walking in there, they could absolutely easily do a physical Hall of Fame if they think it's business appropriate.
Mm-hmm. Yep. No, I totally agree.
Yeah, fan access was awesome. The superstars were cool. They talked to a lot of fans, did a lot of autographs. Just amazing. I'm like, lost words. It was cool.
So what was your guys' favorite attraction in Access tonight?
When you got to do the entrance, one of the superstars.
Oh, yeah.
Did you do it?
I did The Rock. They let me take my shirt off and everything. And I
came down, beautiful.
Did the eyebrows.
Oh, my God, I saw him right when I walked in. I'm like, that guy took his shirt off. That was good stuff.
Excellent.
What about you? What was your favorite attraction tonight?
I would say all the legends, that little Legends Hall of Fame.
Yep.
Because I'm a huge...
The memorabilia stand,
woo!
Yeah.
Four Horsemen mark.
Absolutely.
And they had Flair's robe there, those old Four Horsemen satin jackets.
So you must be excited that he's getting inducted into the Hall of Fame tomorrow, eh? Are you going to the Hall of Fame tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll be at
perfect.
The Hall of Fame tomorrow. So, and you know, first two-time... inductee, so I'm thrilled.
No kidding, yeah.
Excellent.
Well, he is Ric Flair. I mean, come on now.
Absolutely.
Exactly. Nature
okay,
boy.
We're not going to talk about every match because we got to get back to the show, but I wanted to ask you guys, obviously the big main event, Rock, John Cena. What are your thoughts? We'll start with you. What are your thoughts on what you've seen up until now?
Okay. First of all, I just want to say that The Rock, I hope he wins. I want him to win. But it makes more sense maybe for John Cena to win because The Rock... like it or hate it, he's probably going to leave after this match. And you don't want to give John Cena a loss and have him stand and The Rock win and go off. But my heart wants The Rock to win.
All right.
But realistically, Cena might win.
Now, in the mic battles for the last, let's say, 2 months, or I guess it was really a month and a half.
About that, about 4 weeks,
yeah,
5 weeks, or whatever.
In those mic battles week in and week out, who do you think was the more dominant one?
The Rock was more entertaining and funny. Cena was more brutal.
Do you like the fact that he was funny? Like, me and James have both talked about this before on the show. We both wanted to see a more serious Rock.
We wanted to see
an intense, someone coming out intense and really staring Cena down. But instead, we got the opposite. We got him playing jokes.
Until last week.
Yeah.
Well, The Rock, that's just his personality. I remember just being a little kid watching him. He always does that. He's here to entertain. You know, his most electrifying man. He's here to entertain. Then when he gets in the room, gets in the ring, it's gonna be boost asses, like my shirt says. Right?
That's right.
Perfect.
All right. How about you? What do you think of The Rock, Cena?
The reason I like this main event is because it's compelling. Because we can sit here and argue for an hour on who's gonna go over.
Exactly.
And I can make we can play devil's advocate, and you can make an argument for Cena. I can make an argument for Rock. I think Cena will go over. However, Vince has a history, for the most part, of the main event sending people home happy. And if he's going to send Miami home happy,
it's gotta
Rock,
be Rock
has to
absolutely,
go over.
Right? Yep.
But here's the thing. The Rock, as Cena has been saying, after Raw on Monday, he's back to making movies. Where does this leave Cena if Rock does go over? And we'll just have to kind of wait
and
find out.
Cena evil.
Oh.
That's what you know. What that's
that
what
is,
I've been to.
That's
Cena heel.
I have been predicting
no
that.
Hey, he has predicted that.
Big with NWO when Hogan did it. So
I exactly.
It might go back to it.
I've
exactly.
been predicting this now for the last 8 weeks. Now I've been predicting a John Cena heel turn in the main event.
If you want to make history, The Rock is going to win. He beat Hogan. He beats John Cena. That makes him like immortal in a sense in the wrestling ring. Yeah. If he wins, that makes history.
Wait. Here is my point that I've been banging the drum about the Cena heel turn. Everybody. Here's the difference between Hogan. People were apathetic toward Hulk Hogan when he turned heel. If you go into an arena, when Cena comes out, there is no apathy. There is cheering and there is booing.
Yeah.
And I'll always remember something that Dale Earnhardt told Jeff Gordon when, because he was getting booed at Trax and it bothered him. I read this in an article. And Earnhardt said, you split the crowd 50-50 and you're getting a reaction. That's all you should be concerned about. So,
interesting.
That is a good point. That's a very good point.
Heel turn.
You got to think about the little kids too, as far as money making and stuff like that. You don't want to.
He sells more merchandise than anyone else.
That's his biggest fans, is the kids buying the stuff. Like I walked around Access and stuff.
There's tons of people with John Cena stuff
are mostly kids.
Yeah.
So if you do that, make them turn bad. Yeah. That's going to break a lot of hearts too. So you got to think about that.
All right, quickly. Let's switch gears. Taker and, you know, Triple H. How you feeling about that one?
See, people might have got tricked when they said the end of an era. You might think the Undertaker's going to lose. But this is what I'm calling out. This Undertaker's going to win, and then he's going to retire at a perfect 20-0. I think this is going to be the last Mania for Taker.
That seems to be very confusing, doesn't it?
The end
of an era line. I really haven't even figured out what that really means.
I think that's the end of the era. Taker is going to go 20-0, retire. That's the end of his WrestleMania era.
I think it's going to be brutal. I think we're probably going to see a little bleeding for the first time in quite some time on WWE
television. Finally, we'll see some color.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I think we'll see some color. I think Taker goes over, but I don't think he retires. I don't either.
I think Taker at WrestleMania just draws way too much money.
It's too good for business.
Yeah.
But I do think it's going to be even more brutal than it was last year. They'll leave it all out in the ring. They both will.
Perfect.
All right, guys. Thank you very
much.
Thank
you very much.
Appreciate it.
Absolutely. Great talking with you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Take
care, brothers. Have fun Sunday.
Take care, guys.
Well, there you go, James.
This is great. This is what Access is all about. You got all these different people from all over the place, and everyone's got their own opinion, wants to be... And, you know, we had
people standing out. Oh, look, we got one more right
perfect.
Here.
Perfect. Look
hold
at
on,
that.
Hold on.
Holy smokes. Here we go.
All right. Sir, what's your name? Where are you from?
Terrell from Brooklyn, New York.
Oh, wow. I got a New Yorker right here.
Just arrived today. Just arrived.
Oh, perfect.
And what was your thoughts or what was your first impression? Or sorry, let me rephrase that. What did you see first to really trigger that it's WrestleMania weekend here in Miami?
The Rock.
You saw The Rock already?
Yes, I did.
Whereabouts?
Wow.
I don't want to give that away because people might be listening and might come to the hotel. So I'm not gonna say where.
All right, fair enough. So obviously you must be pumped for Rock and Cena.
Of course.
And what are your thoughts on that so far?
Two words, Cena sucks.
Interesting. Hey. I like this guy already. I'm going for The Rock. He's going for John Cena. So no. It makes very interesting. I know.
You might as well start the chant. Let's go Cena. Cena sucks.
What else are you looking forward to at WrestleMania?
The Undertaker. He's my second favorite wrestler. My first is HBK. So the whole match is going to have my first and second favorite wrestler. Go for the Undertaker.
Do you want to see Shawn Michaels involved?
No, I do not.
And why is that?
Because he's my first favorite wrestler, and I don't want to hate him because he messed up the Undertaker. But if he messes up Triple H, then
it's all good,
right? Yeah, I might not have a problem.
How about you, man? Come on in here. Were you at Access tonight?
Yeah.
What's your name? Where are you from?
Teddy from Queens, New York.
Oh, right.
Are you
on.
Buddies with this guy?
Yeah.
All right. So before we get into WrestleMania, what did you think of Access tonight?
Access was cool, but my man JTG got robbed, man. He should have won the championship.
Oh, he wrestled tonight?
Nah, the video game challenge, man.
Oh, I see.
What's his name? The guy cheated, man. I saw it, man.
McGillicuddy,
yeah.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, I saw it.
We missed all that. We had to come out here and get ready.
Yeah,
so.
Terrible button press. I saw it, man.
All right, WrestleMania, Sunday, April 1st, Rock, John Cena. Who are you liking?
Come on, man. The Rock, baby.
I know.
Cena, he's too extra for me, man. I can't do Cena.
So what do you think of this whole build-up with the Rock-Cena program heading into WrestleMania, the whole mic battles that they've been having over the last 4 or 5 weeks here? Who do you think's been coming out on top of these?
I think that's been good, man. But I think the Cena at the end came back with all that, back in the day Cena stuff. But The Rock, you know, Rock's like the Mike Jordan, like Cena said. The Rock got it. Rock did better than Cena.
So you think definitely The Rock has outdone John Cena on the mic?
Yeah, but he could do better. Just give him, you know, a couple more months. He'll come back and he'll make Cena feel even worse than he already
does. All right. So you guys, WrestleMania's coming to your town next year, right? Is
yes,
that right?
Yes.
I'm not too happy about it, though, because you go from Miami to New Jersey. I'm New York. Yeah. New Jersey has nothing. Absolutely nothing. Should have took it to California.
Yeah, that would have been interesting. Yeah.
I think they wanted to put it in that stadium before the Super Bowl gets there.
Yeah, that's exactly what I was hearing, too. We want to break the record. Before you know the Super Bowl, mm-hmm. Which probably be like a Giants Jets Super Bowl. That's crazy.
Go Giants! Yeah.
All right, before you guys get out of here, I just want to ask your quick opinion. Punk Jericho, who you think's taking that one?
Oh, yeah, I love Jericho, man. I've been loving Jericho ever since WCW days. But Punk is on a roll, man. Punk is on a roll right now. Punk is good too. I'm gonna go with I'm gonna go pro with Jericho, man. Jericho.
I was never a Jericho fan, so CM Punk all the way.
All right, on.
Punk though, Punk's my dude, man.
Yeah.
Did you like what he when he did that promo in Las Vegas, where he basically threw it wide open and changed the whole direction of the WWE?
Oh hell yeah, that was nice. Man. Yeah. That was different because WWE started doing all that that same old thing, and then he came through, he mixed it up, and I was liking it. It actually made me stay up.
He actually got people really excited about wrestling again, which, that can be hard to do sometimes.
I'm still waiting on them ice cream bars, man. I haven't seen them yet.
I think everybody's waiting for those ice cream bars.
I think we're going to see them here very shortly. Yeah. All right, guys. All right, nice talking to you.
All right, man.
Nice meeting you.
Thanks a lot, man.
Have fun Sunday.
JTG to win that 15-man.
All right, we got one more here. One more. How are you, man?
Good.
What's, all right, buddy.
What's your name?
I'm Rex from Aruba.
Rex from Aruba.
Wow.
Holy.
Yeah,
now,
from the island, Caribbean. Yeah.
Now, did I see you earlier today wearing a Ring of Honor shirt, or was that someone else? Because I swear
else,
I saw
someone
it.
Else.
Okay. Oh, okay. All right. So what do you want to talk about? WrestleMania?
No, I just wanted guys to get a shout out for RexAruba.com.
Oh.
You know.
Alrighty.
Get a shout out here.
Well, what about WrestleMania Access? Did you go? You obviously were inside today.
I went today and saw different wrestlers, got different signs. I'm going tomorrow morning also and Sunday.
Perfect.
Sunlight Stadium.
What was your favorite thing in there tonight?
The wrestlers playing PlayStation and those stuff.
Yeah.
It was fun. It was great over there in the area.
How about Rock, John Cena this Sunday? Who do you think takes it?
The Rock. He is definitely one of the biggest, and like the guy said, he's out-mic the John Cena. Mm-hmm. And in Survivor Series, The Rock show already what he's got in.
So how have you liked the build up to this Rock Cena main event? Who do you think's been getting the better on the mic battles we've been seeing the last 4 or 5 weeks?
Like
here?
I said, The Rock.
He's
all right, man.
He's good trash talking. He knows his stuff.
Absolutely. All right. Guys, nice talking to you.
Send a shout out to RexAruba.com.
RexAruba.com. Check out SmackTalkRadioLive.com while you're at it. All
right. Nice.
Nice talking to you.
Hey, nice talking.
Take care, Rex. Thanks, Rex.
You want to come on in? Let's ask you a quick opinion here.
I'm from France.
You're from France?
Oh, wow.
What's your name?
Alexander.
Alexander from France.
Yeah.
Now, you're sporting the WrestleMania 28. Is that a football jersey, I guess?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just buy it inside.
Okay. Now, you were at Access tonight. What did you think?
It was awesome. It's my first time in USA, so I come to for Oslo in my country. It's the first time here, and it was simply awesome. It's big. It's nice. It's wow. I don't have any words to explain that.
What was your favorite thing at Access?
Autographs. I'm a big wrestling trading cards owner, and I can dedicate my cards. It was awesome.
So you got some of your cards signed then, eh?
Yeah.
Nice.
How about Rock and Cena this Sunday? What are your thoughts on that?
Honestly, I hate Cena. I hate Z-Rock. So, but
he's honest.
I am a Cena hater, but Cena works a lot for WWE, so I hope Cena wins. It's makes me sick to say that, but I hope Cena wins. For me, the most, I'm really waiting for Undertaker Triple H.
What are your thoughts on that? Who do you think's taking that one?
Undertaker. I started watching wrestling 20 years ago. It was already there and still there. For me, Undertaker is the big boss of wrestling, the better one.
Do you think that the WWE has done a good job of convincing people that Triple H could beat the Undertaker?
Yeah, I think. For a lot of people, I think people think Triple H may win, but a huge wrestling fan, a huge WWE fan, I really hope that Undertaker will win. I am 99% sure, but there is a little doubt, even for me, who is a real wrestling fan.
Now, what's wrestling like in France? Is it popular?
The problem in France, it's wrestling is very... people think wrestling is for children. So there is no very famous, but we have the most famous French wrestler, Tom Larufa, is from my town. He's working near my job. He's a very nice man, and I hope he will sign with WWE in a few years. Mm. Yeah.
What's indie wrestling like in France? Does it exist?
Yeah, with Zim and Tom Larufa. He works a lot to popularize wrestling in France and Europe. But for people's catch, they always say it's fake, it's for children, so it's difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever go out to these indie wrestling shows? And if so, how many people are sitting in the audience?
In France?
Yeah.
4 years ago, it was full. It was full. And last time I go, it's last year in Lyon for the Edge Farewell Tour. Well, a lot of people, but the half full. And I think a lot of people come there, like me, only to see Edge say goodbye to French fans. But no, wrestling is not as popular as three years ago. Huh. And it's very bad because of this, WWE didn't come in, only 2 dates in the year. 4 years ago, there were eight dates in France. It was awesome. But no problem. If WWE did not come to France, I come to WWE.
There you go.
Perfect.
Alexander, thank you very much, man. Nice talking to you.
Really appreciate
it. Nice talking to you.
Yeah.
Take care, man. Enjoy the show on Sunday, my friend.
Just pick your hair. Will you know it?
Alrighty.
All right.
Look at these guys.
Oh, wow. Now, these guys are decorated. As I live and breathe, we've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
More importantly, how much money have you guys spent
here?
We are wearing 8 championship title belts. Is that right?
Is 8 the right number? 9? Holy.
I know I spent about $1,000. And I believe he's tripled.
Wow. Did you buy these all tonight?
No, I've been collecting since 2010.
I don't know. You look like you got money. I don't know. I've
been collecting. This guy is a walking wrestling belt right in front of me here. This is awesome.
I bought the Winged Eagle today. This is a belt I've always loved ever since I was knee-high to a duck. Mm-hmm. And I saw the belt, and I was just like, and Mike Knox looked at me and said, "Main event, if you don't get that belt, I'm going to hurt you." if you could see the reaction on his face when I purchased this, because I was just sitting there like, wow. You know, I just want to shout out to my mother, make it happen.
Okay, what's your names and where are you guys from?
Yeah. Well, you know, I love what you guys are doing. We have a similar thing as well.
Perfect.
Mike Knox, the CEO, Mr. Main Event. We host Perfect Plex Talks Radio.
Oh, perfect.
On the best damn show on radio networks. We have a series of shows that come on there. But Perfect Plex is what we do together, focused just on wrestling.
Okay.
So, you know, we out here doing the same thing you guys are doing, having a good time, broadcasting. Unfortunately, we are up and coming. You know, we haven't got the mixer to do live broadcast yet, so I'm already, as soon as I woke up, I said, that's what I gotta have. So if you're gonna be a real podcaster, you have to have a mixer.
Absolutely. We have been working on this project of going live in Miami for a long time, so this is actually a big weekend for us.
Yeah.
So.
Congratulations on you, Hex.
Thank you.
I know how it is to just want to do that. So.
Yeah. So where are you guys from then?
I'm from Chicago originally. You know, I'm in Delaware right now.
Okay.
He's in Baltimore.
Baltimore, Maryland, home of the Ravens. So
what's your name?
Brian Waters. Okay. What's the main event? Brian Waters.
All right.
Main event.
So what kind of stuff do you guys talk about on your radio show then?
Wrestling like you guys do. Like I said, I go by Mike Knox, 3X's, because I'm hardcore for everybody on Twitter that know me. You know, Uncle Rikishi, the Anamani family, been real good. We've had anybody from all the way from Maya to World Warrior Animal.
Wow.
Jake the Snake just came on. Scott Riggs listens just to listen and calls in. The Cat, Michael Tarver twice, Shad Gaspar. I mean, you name it, we've had. I can't even name all the guys we've had on the show.
All right, well, let me ask you about Sunday. Rock, John Cena, who are you guys going for? I got to admit, it's been very split tonight.
It's been very surprising.
But I'm shocking, and I'm a little older. I'm 36. I'm a diehard Rock fan. I had an argument with my wife and him, Mr. Main Event. I said, I love the business more than I love an individual. So because of that reason alone, I'm going with John Cena because he's the one that's going to be here. I'm not hating on the Rock. Come on, who wouldn't take $1 million for a picture? You're going to leave? But at the end of the day, when I turn on my TV Monday, who I want to see? When I turn on my TV Friday, who I want to see? Rock's not going to be there. I have to go with the man who's been here. And like he said on Monday, Rock, I've been here longer than you underneath a contract. So
you're talking about what's good for business.
Okay.
What about as a fan, who would you like to see?
As a fan, I honestly can't tell because I'm so in the business of being a fan sometimes.
Yeah.
I would have to still say Cena.
Okay.
You know, but I just don't see it happening. It's Miami. It's The Rock in Miami.
How about you, sir?
Thank you. Well, what I must say is this. You know, WrestleMania 3, it was Hogan and Andre. WrestleMania 18, it was Rock and Hogan. When it was Rock and Hogan, obviously I was a Hogan fan. One of the reasons I have the Winged Eagle title. When Hogan and Rock wrestled, I wanted Hogan to win. Why? Because that's what my childhood was. Yes, I knew The Rock was going to be there. At the time, we thought we would just see Hogan and that would be it. But as a fan, I want to see who I grew up watching. Now, when it comes to Rock and Cena, it's the same way. I'm going with Rock. Yes, I like Cena. I'm a fan. But one thing that I'm going to do, even as a radio personality, this WrestleMania, I'm going to watch it as a fan. And as a fan, I want The Rock to win. I feel like, if Cena wins, it'll be good for business. But if Cena loses, it doesn't hurt him. And if The Rock comes out here and wins, my thing is, if The Rock would have stayed around, I think we would have been saying he would have got stale. Obviously, from
stale now.
Well, and we've only seen him for the last 5 weeks, now. Right?
Well, the thing is that if Rock doesn't leave, he doesn't open up things for Orton, for Cena, for dare say Dolph Ziggler, CM Punk, because they got to give The Rock his spot. So I think The Rock leaving gives him an opportunity, gives those other guys an opportunity. But in the bottom line is The Rock, it's The Rock. If he comes out there and he raises his eyebrow, people go crazy. So it's in Miami. I want The Rock to win.
I'm still going to cheer.
Now, a lot of people have said before, though, that, you know, with The Rock coming back and taking the main event from another superstar, you know, a lot of guys are a little ticked off about that. Do you agree with that notion?
Well, I agree with what Cena said. And Cena said, you know, people pretty much saying the same thing, and they also challenged him in his character, saying, well, Cena, how come we haven't been getting the same Cena that we're getting now? And he said, well, somebody get as good as The Rock, then I'll have to step my game up. So as long as nobody steps up to the plate, yeah, we saw CM Punk, but we also saw CM Punk get a little stale. And I think this thing with Chris Jericho, to kind of switch subjects a little bit, has made Punk step out of his shell even more, because for the first time, I think you guys can agree, we've seen Punk in a vulnerable state, something we haven't seen. So, but back to The Rock, I do understand what people are saying, but at the same time, everybody else got to step their game up. There's no excuse that Vince won't have to call him like he did last year, in my opinion, to save WrestleMania.
He couldn't save WrestleMania last year. This year, yes, because it's what it is. It's Rock. Can't be an idiot against that.
No.
But to me, he hurt last year's WrestleMania.
Last year was a very weak WrestleMania, I thought.
I thought he hurt it, but you didn't have to have a special host. You didn't have to have that. This year, I don't know. I think this is huge. I think at first I thought the matches were a little small. You look at the four major matches, that's big enough.
Yep.
Are those four major matches. So that's all you need. I think it's going to be a good WrestleMania come heck or high water, you know. So,
and it's got that big money match at the main event, right?
Match at the end, you have a Hell in a Cell match. So you can't be mad about the Money in the Bank, which we were, but you got a Hell in a Cell in his replacement.
Exactly.
You know, and you got, like you said, Jericho and Punk. And I don't think that Punk got stale. I just think that what we all know, they don't really care about what we think. As long as they're making that money and all these kids we see around here loving us all for what we're doing.
Exactly.
Cena ain't going nowhere, and they're not going to change up anything for what we love it all this time. We can complain all day. We do it. We're not going anywhere.
Yeah. You don't think Cena turns heel on Sunday?
I think the only way Cena turns heel, and I've been saying this, he loses, which I think should happen because he's in Miami. Then he beats the living mess out of The Rock. That automatically turns him heel.
That's what I've been calling for the last 8 weeks,
you know,
man.
And I'm going to say this on y'all's show, and I haven't said it on my show yet, because I'm just getting out there. It's a different audience. You know, Blog Talk Radio.
Nicely done. Hold on. Say that one more time. Let's get the address out one more time.
Yeah.
Blog Talk Radio / The Game V1. That's THA. Okay. Or iTunes, The Best Damn Show on Radio. And you see all the shows on the network there.
Okay. So here we are. We're getting your opinion for the first time. Okay. Go ahead.
I think the only way wrestling can be saved right now is that we need to have one of the McMahons come back. I was saying this to my baby brother last night, Mr. Main Event. I said, you bring back a Shane, which we don't know, he may not ever come back. Mm-hmm. But, you know, have a Helmsley, McMahon, Emsley thing, you know, realm again. Give them a Drew McIntyre. Give them something that people have to hate so much. As long as Cena is the only face that's loved, you can't replace him. There's no one loved like Cena, so there can't be no one replace him. So he's never going to turn. I think people hate John Cena so much that if he turned heel, he can never come back to a face.
Yeah.
And you can't do that. He's different than Hogan, even though he's Hogan. Hogan can come back because we were there for years and years and years.
That's a good opinion.
But Cena, he turns heel, and those kids turn on him and start to hate him. Then what? We already hate him. So are you going to like him because he turns?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if he turns heel, you like him again? I like Cena regardless. I like all wrestlers. That's Big Khali.
So you're both going with The Rock on Sunday, is that right?
You're
going with Cena. Sorry. Okay, you're going with The Rock, though.
I'm going with The Rock. You know, like I said, also, just to let you guys know, I also host another show titled The Wrestling Realm, which can be found on YouTube. And it's basically a sit-down show with my co-host, the real Dwayne Allen, in his absence. And want you guys to check that out, as we did our top five WrestleManias, and I would love your opinions on there. Just go on to YouTube/ The Wrestling Realm and drop your comments.
There you go.
He's a John Cena fan, and he's been saying the same thing, you know. But the bottom line is, no matter which way we look at it, win, lose, obviously there won't be a draw. It's good for business, because you walking around Miami and you see Rock and Cena billboards all over the place.
Yep.
It's great. And as a wrestling fan, because this is my first time experiencing WrestleMania, as a wrestler fan, to see a whole city change just for the sport that I love is just our ultimate dream come true. And seeing guys out here like yourselves, shout out to Smack Talk Radio, I love it. You know, I'm happy to be able to see people who are just as passionate, and as he would say, have the guts to stand out here and do something like this. So I just want to give a proper shout out to you guys. Absolutely. And let you know I will definitely
Thank you very much, man. We really appreciate it.
Are you guys on Twitter?
Yes, we are at SRL Radio. That's our Twitter address. Yep, so you can follow us on Twitter. Also, facebook.com/smacktalkradio if you want to follow us on Facebook. That's our Facebook address. And let's just keep going here. Taker, Triple H. Who's going to take this one, guys? Come on.
Can I say it?
Go ahead.
As a fan, this is what we wrestling fans need. We need the Undertaker to win. Joe DiMaggio's streak, that's probably one that will never be broken. Cal Ripken's streak may never be broken. But Will Chamberlain's streak may never be broken. But as a wrestling fan, we need this, in my opinion. We need Undertaker to be 20-0 at the grandest stage of them all.
And I don't even like Taker. I call him the Undertaker. Really? Here's my thing. I don't hate wrestlers.
Yeah.
Just certain people to me just didn't appeal for me. I've never been an Undertaker fan. I respect him. I've never been a Sting fan, but I respect him.
So what about Undertaker is it that doesn't appeal to you?
You know what? I just don't know. It's something that I never got the, even though I know the comic book era that it went through,
yeah.
It just wasn't for me. I love them as Mean Mark Callis, or to me, he's always going to be Mean Mark Callis with the heart punch. The greatest move ever in professional wrestling history.
Let me bring up a quick theory, and we got to go to a commercial here, but let me quickly ask you. You know, there's the theory that if you have the Undertaker streak end at 19-0, it gives the next generation of wrestlers something to work forward to.
No.
20-0.
I totally disagree.
You don't agree with that?
No. I don't think no streak like this will ever be gonna end. Exactly. This streak, he goes 20-0. Goldberg who?
Exactly.
Who's next? Not that record.
Alright boys, we gotta end it right there. Nice meeting you guys.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Have fun on Sunday, alright?
Thank you very much.
Yes, right over there.
Oh, she gave it to us already?
Okay. Yeah. Alright guys, take care. Alrighty, there you go, James.
Unreal, buddy.
Well, we didn't even have to do much on this show. We just hold the microphone in people's faces, and that's all you need.
This has been amazing. I mean, this is what we have been planning to come down to Miami for this whole time for, was just to get everybody's different opinion. I mean, we've had people from across the pond. We've had people from all over the States. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just
Europe.
People are coming from all over the place for this thing. I mean, it's the hugest show, and
there you go.
So.
Okay, let's take a quick break. When we come back on Smack Talk Radio Live, we're going to hear from three people that we talked to at Access tonight. David Otunga, Mean Gene Okerlund, and Wade Barrett. We'll be back after the break.
This is Smack Talk Radio Live. Don't go nowhere.
We're on the road to WrestleMania, and you're listening to Smack Talk Radio Live.
Well, James, I can't tell you how good this is tonight.
And we literally had to do nothing. People have come up to us to give us their opinions. It's just been great.
We just had to tell Laura and Rob to stop asking people
to come on the show,
to come over to us.
We're just running out of time here.
Unbelievable.
It's been great.
The good thing about this show, though, is that everyone has an opinion, don't they?
Well, we've always said that this show is a show by the fans for the fans, and really we haven't demonstrated that better than tonight, haven't we?
Exactly. And what I find very interesting is that it's very split down the middle with John Cena.
I love that, though. And you know what? That's what makes this main event such a big money match, is that there is such a split opinion about it.
Yeah. Well, what's going on over here?
Wow, we got a bunch of people coming over here.
Interesting. Now, what I also found very funny is, as I was saying, it was split down the middle, but you have
two best friends standing beside each other. One's wearing a Rock shirt, one's wearing a John Cena shirt. Like, that's how
kind of like me and you. Kind of like me and you, isn't
that's
it?
That's right. That's how interesting this is. Now, earlier tonight, you and I had an opportunity to speak with some very important individuals. Would you agree?
Some very important individuals.
Now, let's start with David Otunga. How do you feel about... What were your thoughts on David Otunga on a personal level?
Well, I think talking to David Otunga the way we did, he seems like a really nice guy, and I mean, very personable, and we're going to listen to it right here.
Are we? You're just going to get right into it?
I thought that's what we were doing. Am I wrong? Am I off the script?
Let's find out what's going on here first. Hold on. What's going on over here?
Holy smokes.
I don't know. Something big going down outside Access tonight, isn't there?
Yeah, it looks like there's fights even. Oh, there's... Is this an ambulance I see over there?
Yeah, I don't know. Something big is going down outside Access. I had my back turned, and I turn around, and there's people yelling. I don't know what's going on. All right. Okay, yeah, so let's talk about David Otunga, James. Sorry about that.
No worries.
Yeah, we had a chance to talk with David Otunga. Now, he was signing autographs tonight at Access, and we had a very interesting conversation with him. What are your thoughts on David Otunga? Before we get to the interview, what are your thoughts on David Otunga talking about... captaining Team Johnny this Sunday.
You know what? I think it's good. He just has to, I don't know. You know what? I think he just has to get a little bit better inside the ring, and then David Otunga will make it up to that next level. So.
Sorry, James, I got to interrupt you here.
Okay, we got to interrupt.
Apparently, we have a bit of a celebrity in the house here. I have no idea who he is. What's your name, man?
I'm Stefan Theodore Benson, the golden voice of professional wrestling.
Interesting.
How you doing, Stefan?
Hold on a second. Let me get the different mic here.
Oh, we got the golden voice here on Smack Talk Radio Live.
All right, so you have a golden voice. Is that right?
Yes, I do. I have a golden voice. This is Smack Talk Radio Live.
Oh, wow.
That's very good.
Thank you. Who's your favorite wrestler?
What's that?
Who's your favorite wrestler?
Mine? Of all time, I'm going with Bret Hart, but that's
Bret
just
Hart?
Me. Yeah.
Okay.
We're from Vancouver. What do you expect?
I'll do his introduction.
All right.
However... My wonderful friend Michelle here would like to give you a Drew McIntyre impersonation first, if you don't mind.
Oh, absolutely.
Wearing a kilt and everything.
Teddy, how many times do I have to tell you? I'm not getting down on my knees. I'm not begging for a job. Mr. Laurinaitis hired me personally, re-signed my contract.
Let me tell you, player, he may have re-signed you to a contract, but I'm the one that oversees it. And I can guarantee that the WWE Board of Directors can fire you. I guarantee it, and you'll go back home to tend to your sheep.
Oh, I'm shaking in my boots, Teddy. I'm shaking in my boots.
Wow,
we're
going
to learn respect for the general manager of SmackDown, because I'm going to holla, 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 and I'm going to dollar, dollar, dollar.
We'll just see about that. Oh!
Wow, we just got Teddy Long and Drew McIntyre on our show.
Now, were you the one in the ring earlier tonight
doing
it? What happened there? I had my back turned. I missed all that.
Well, basically what it was is it's a VIP access. It's also for people with disabilities, not general admission. Me, I go around to every single wrestling event, whether it's independent, WWE, and I do exactly what I'm doing now. Walk up to random people in there, do their introductions. That's how I got the Miz's attention. He said, do you think you're better than Justin Roberts? I said, that's not a contest. Of course I'm better. I beat him in, this would be the fourth announce off. He gave me the dirtiest look, and I got approval from WWE Hall of Famer and ring announcer, Howard Finkel.
Holy.
So I'll give you a little preview of my work, shall I?
Top it off. He did it in front of Drew with his old FCW tag team, so I think that would be most appropriate since my best friend dressed up as Wade Barrett.
Are you two fine gentlemen familiar with FCW?
Yes.
Okay, well, I'll do their introduction.
I just tucked my hair underneath my collar.
Somebody works
for Here we go.
Making their way to the ring at a combined weight of 565 pounds, the team of Stu Sanders, Drew McIntyre, collectively known as The Empire!
Wow.
That's very good.
That was
golden voice indeed.
This is the kicker, because Wade saw the coach yesterday, was teasing me. He's like, oh, so you're supposed to be McIntyre, huh? And yesterday I was wearing a PNE jersey for him. Today I came full Scottish garb.
Oh, wow.
He's like, I was like, now does this meet your approval better? He's like, that's Scottish, I'm English. I'm like, well, no shit, Sherlock. And then Drew completely lost it.
Yeah.
He was like, he just looked like, oh, this is too far. First of all, I don't think I ever heard a Scottish man drop that many F-bombs in one shot. And then he I made a phone call to the person that helped inspire this. Thank you, Brett. And he just went, you son of a bitch.
Now, let me ask you before we got to move on here, but let me ask you before you leave. You want to do one more?
Introduction for the Royal Rumble match. That's it.
All right. Here we go.
All right. Here we go. One more from the Golden
Boys.
And
then I got one more question for you.
Sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time for the 2013 Royal Rumble match. And here are the rules. In just a few moments, those two superstars drawing numbers 1 and 2 respectively will enter the ring, and the Rumble match will begin. Then, every 90 seconds or less thereafter, another superstar enters the ring according to the number they drew. This process will continue until all 30 participants, and there is only one standing. However, should a superstar re-enter the ring and eliminate someone that is already in the ring, they will be suspended indefinitely. With that being said, the only way to be eliminated is to be thrown over the top rope with both feet landing on the floor. Ladies and gentlemen, are you ready? Then, for the hundreds in attendance and the millions listening to Smack Talk Radio Live, ladies and gentlemen, let the games begin!
Wow, this guy.
Now, I gotta ask.
Golden voice! Golden voice! Golden voice! Golden Voice!
Woo! WWE Access, ladies and gentlemen, anything can happen.
Now, I gotta ask you here. Have the WWE ever talked to you about a possible job?
Well, I put in applications for them. The closest I've come is I did the Zack Ryder rally in Philadelphia. I was the co-host of that. I was the co-host of the DiBiase Posse Party with my wonderful friends Michelle, Heather, and George, my best friend, the Brown Panther, transferred DWF. WWE officials all night have been speaking into the little walkie-talkies. This is the Golden Voice. I was like, his name's Stefan Benson. You got to get the word to somebody, to the back that he needs to announce tomorrow, Sunday at Mania. I'm hoping it happens. Who knows?
That will be a dream come true.
We'll be looking for you.
Philadelphia, struggling ring announcer, but it's what I love, and I won't stop until I have it.
All right. There you go. Nice to meet you, man.
The man has a dream. The Golden Voice, Stefan.
Don't forget, Smack Talk Radio Live!
Beautiful. That is beautiful. James. We are surrounded by people right now.
It's just crazy out here.
Unbelievable.
Well, we were going to play an interview for you, but...
Well, we got to get to it here. All right. We had a chance to speak with David Otunga earlier tonight, and we got his thoughts on WrestleMania weekend in general. Here is David Otunga. WrestleMania weekend. Standing here with David Otunga. Dave, first of all, WrestleMania Access, what do you think?
Yeah, Access is just so much fun. You know, I love interacting with the WWE Universe, and I've been standing up here for 2 hours just taking pictures, and I'm having the greatest time. Like, it's just flying by. Like, this is one of the greatest parts of being a WWE superstar, is truly just meeting everybody, talking to them. I mean, you can't beat it.
And, of course, this Sunday, you are in the spotlight because you are captaining Team Johnny.
Yes, I am.
Taking on Team Teddy in a 12-man tag. How big is this for you in your career?
I mean, this is the biggest thing I've ever done in my career. You know, personally, this has been a goal of mine since I was a child, is to be in WrestleMania. And now, not only am I in WrestleMania, but I'm the captain of Team Johnny. Like, it's, the moment just couldn't get any more better than that.
And it's quite a big story for you, because you really did start from the bottom, yes. And you've worked your way to where you are now. How has that been for you?
It's been tough. I mean, you know, I've really, really worked hard and just stayed focused. And I'm still continuing to work very, very hard. So it really means a lot to me to actually be in WrestleMania now because of just the hard work I've put in. And I'm so grateful to have my family coming in to, you know, enjoy it with me, because they see all the work I've put in. They've been right there with me every step of the way. And that's another thing that's so cool. Like, just the people I've been talking to and meeting today, these wonderful fans out here, they tell me the same thing. They've been following me since NXT, and they've taken each and every one of those steps with me. And they're just as proud as I am to make it to WrestleMania.
And why do I have this sneaking suspicion that after WrestleMania, you're going to go even higher than you are now?
I don't know. I hope your sneaking suspicion is correct.
And, you know, I hurt myself in a car accident recently. Should I be giving you a call?
Actually, you should tweet me. My Twitter is @DavidOtunga, and I do free Twitter consultations.
Final question. Rock, Cena, who's taking it?
I really just want to see a good match, but... And I guess I have to say Rock.
Otunga going with the Rock.
There you go.
Very interesting to talk to David.
No,
Otunga.
It was very interesting. He seems like a very nice, down-to-earth guy. Very different from the character that he plays on television, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Now, another wrestler that we got to speak with tonight, Wade Barrett. Now, he's a bit of an interesting story because, you know, he's not even on the show, but he's
really
one of those guys that should be on
the show. Absolutely.
And I got to say, I feel bad for him.
I really do, too.
Just because his injury couldn't have come at a worse time. Would you agree?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, he was in a real hot program with Randy Orton, and then all of a sudden this injury to his ankle kind of just took him out of the whole picture, which really sucks for him because, I mean, he misses out on the big payday now, so.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, we had a talk.
Oh, was it elbow?
We had a chance to talk with Wade Barrett earlier. You don't even remember, and you asked the guy.
Oh, why didn't you did?
You're well, right. Let's find out. Let's talk. We talked to Wade Barrett earlier, and here he is.
We're standing here with Wade Barrett. It's WrestleMania weekend. How big is this weekend for you?
It's pretty huge. Unfortunately for me, I got injured a few weeks ago, so I'm not going to be competing. So it kind of takes the gloss off a little for me. But really, I'm now here as a fan again, and as much as I can, just looking to enjoy the weekend and enjoy the matches and stuff like that. Enjoy Access, which is where we're at right now, and have as much fun as I can.
Now, you were in a program with Randy Orton at the time you got injured. Can you tell us how you got injured and where you're at with that?
Yeah, unfortunately, somebody landed on my arm and bent it back the wrong way, and I tore all the ligaments in there. So I had surgery about 4 weeks ago. I've now got about 4 or 5 months of rehab to look forward to, of slowly getting back up to full strength and making sure I don't re-injure it when I come back to WWE. But, you know, I'm taking kind of a break at the moment. It's a bit strange for me. I've been really intense the last few years since I came to the States, of pretty much non-stop beating my body up and stuff like that. So it's nice occasionally to take a bit of a rest, although I can't wait to get back in the ring.
So are you able to work out at all these days, or you got to take a full body rest?
The only stuff I can really do is train my lower body at the moment, because the elbow itself won't take any weight if I try and bench press or anything like that. Everything they've put in, the surgery, everything they've reattached, is just tear again. So like I say, I just kind of got to stay away from it for a few months, let it heal up, and then I'll start being able to lift again.
Now, this injury probably couldn't have come at a worse time for you. How disappointing is that injury as you head into WrestleMania? Because I would hope that you'd want to be part of the big show, and now you're not. So how disappointing is it for you?
Definitely. I mean, there's never a good time to get injured. It's always pretty miserable. And I knew the moment I hit the ground when it happened, I knew instantly I was going to be out for a long time with it, because you could tell straight away it was a bad injury. But to be honest with you, to be missing WrestleMania is a real downer. It's our biggest show of the year. It's the most exciting moment and the thing we're always looking forward to and building towards. So that's a real downer for me, but things work in very strange ways. Sheamus and Daniel Bryan were supposed to wrestle on last year's card. They got left off at the last minute, and this year they're one of the main events on there. So the fact that I'm missing this year, maybe next year, that means I'm going to have something lucky happen to me. Who knows?
Absolutely. Now, there were some rumors going around that there was going to be a Money in the Bank ladder match at this year's WrestleMania, and with you being off the show, that match got scrapped. Is there any truth to that rumor?
No, that's absolute nonsense. I don't know who made that up. I'd suggest if you read that on anyone's website or any journalist wrote that on their site, they don't actually know what they're talking about, because that is complete nonsense. And I would question their talent as a journalist if they're writing stuff like that, because there is absolutely no truth to that whatsoever.
Last question, Rock or Cena, who takes it?
I don't like either guy, but if I'm a betting man, I'd put my money on John Cena.
Wade, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Well, Corey, there you have it from the mouth of Wade Barrett himself, debunking the rumor of a Money in the Bank ladder match at WrestleMania. Says it's complete garbage.
Mm-hmm. Are you buying that?
No, not for an instant.
I'm glad I asked him that question, because really, I don't think anyone has asked him that question up until now. And it's a very interesting dilemma, because I know a lot of fans here at WrestleMania wanted to see a Money in the Bank ladder match. And it just seems very odd that they would hint. Well, they never really hinted on it on television, but there was that rumor going around the internet that there was going to be a Money in the Bank ladder match, and now there isn't.
Well, I think it's because they replaced it with the Hell in the Cell, so.
Oh, sorry, what's that?
The Money in the Bank. Instead of having a Money in the Bank like we were talking about earlier, mm-hmm. Now we have a Hell in the Cell between Undertaker and Triple H. So
you're saying that's one too many gimmick matches? Is that what you're saying?
For the big show like WrestleMania, I think so. I think one gimmick match is enough.
Yeah.
I mean, you might even have two gimmick matches if you consider this 12-man tag a gimmick match. Not really. It's just a multiple-man tag match, but yeah. I don't know.
Now, to finish up the show here tonight, James, because we got to get out of here, I still can't believe the crowd that's standing behind
us.
Unreal. It seems our show has just attracted a ton of people, but that's not a bad thing. That's an unbelievable thing.
I foresee our listening base skyrocketing after this one.
From 2 to 4, probably.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Now, finish up the show. Let's finish with a living legend, the one they call Mean Gene Okerlund. What a fantastic guy that was tonight.
He's hilarious, man. Great guy to interview.
And I liked it because at Access they have a, you know, they have all these autograph booths around the convention center, and one of the booths is specific to WWE Legends.
That's right.
Yeah, and that was very cool.
That is cool.
So we had a chance to talk with Mean Gene Okerlund earlier tonight, and here is Mean Gene.
Without further ado.
We're here with Gene Okerlund, of all people. This is a bit of a dream come true. I got to admit, I'm a little nervous. Aspiring broadcaster myself. But first, I wanted to ask you, WrestleMania weekend, how do you feel about it so far?
Well, I mean, take a look at Access here. It's absolutely an incredible turnout. All of the people that come through the line here with me tonight have been very passionate about this event. And of course, it is the premier event of the year for the WWE. But back in your great city of Vancouver, I recall some great wrestling days there with my good friend down in Blaine, Washington, the great Edmonton Eskimo Gene Kaniski.
Yes.
So British Columbia and the upper Northwest here in the States, very, very big wrestling country.
Now, up in Canada, one of the top-rated shows would have to be Vintage Collection. It's very successful up there. Your project.
Yes, but I think the reason for its popularity is because it's kind of a thread that strings through all of the years and all of the genres. We've got so many people today that didn't know about it, and Vintage Collection shows them the likes of the guys out of the 70s, even some back in the 60s, and certainly the 80s, 90s, and into the new millennium. Mad Dog Vachon, I did a Hall of Fame show on not too long ago, and he is a legend in Canada and also in the Hall of Fame.
Now, you are very still active with the WWE, but when you're not working with the WWE, what are you up to these days?
I like fishing. I like to have an occasional cocktail. Well, maybe I might have a couple. But that's something else that I've kind of cut down, but my main thrust is golf. I love to golf, and I would live in Vancouver and shoot up to Whistler, but I can't golf in snow.
That is true.
And my skiing has been cut down dramatically in these past few years.
Now, of course, talking about Canada, we'd be foolish not to ask you about Edge in the Hall of Fame. What are your thoughts on him going in, and do you have a quick story about him?
Well, I happen to see Christian in the in the elevator today, and I don't have a quick story about Edge. I just want to tell you that when he was a kid, and he shared this story with me, he used to watch me on TV out of Toronto and throughout Canada at that time, but he was so inspired by the WWE product and the stars of that era that he decided that he was going to become a wrestler, and he became one of the best. We lost him way too soon because he had a tremendous career ahead of him.
We got to get out of here. I have one last question. Some people say I have a radio voice. What do you think?
I think you've got a face for radio.
Not the answer I was looking for, but I'll take it. Thank you, sir.
Well, I have to say, I definitely agree with Gene Okerlund there. You definitely have a face for radio.
Wow, thank you.
You're welcome.
Now, if that doesn't crush a future a broadcast announcer's spirits, I don't know what it was. But you know what? When it comes from me and Gene Okerlund,
it's a compliment.
It is
right?
A compliment, isn't it? That was I had a great time talking to him earlier tonight, and I'm very glad we pulled that one off, aren't
you? That to me was the interview.
The thing about Mean Gene is that we could have talked to him about Vancouver for a long time, because before the interview started, I asked him, do you have any stories about Vancouver? And he looked at the guy and he said, how much time do we have? And unfortunately,
we did not have a lot of time with these guys. I wish we had more, honestly. I really do. But
now, James, we got to wrap up the show, but I want to get your thoughts on just day one, WrestleMania weekend. Oh, could this show have gone any better?
This has been absolutely fantastic. Like, I mean, we literally had to do nothing. All we did was set up our gear, hit the record button, and everybody came to us. I mean, and like you've heard throughout the whole show, we've had people from all over the place come to this. I mean, WrestleMania is just one of those events that just attracts people from all over, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Now, tomorrow is the Hall of Fame. How are you feeling about that?
Oh, I'm really excited for that. I mean, We got Ric Flair being the first two-time inductee into the Hall of Fame. We got my boy Edge, who's a Canuck fan. He's being inducted into the Hall of Fame. You got Yokozuna. You got Ron Simmons. I mean, honestly, Corey, I think this is probably the strongest Hall of Fame class that they've ever had.
Absolutely. And now you got Yokozuna going in?
It's, yeah.
Interesting.
You got Yokozuna. You got Ron Simmons. I mean, you got Four Horsemen. You got Edge. You just, it's perfect. It's great. So what's our plan here for the rest of the weekend?
Well, that's the thing I just wanted to talk about next. What is our plan for tomorrow? Really, we don't know at this point because we had planned to go do a show from South Beach itself, right on the beach.
But that looks like it might not happen, so.
So we're going to figure it out tomorrow. We'll let everyone know on Facebook and Twitter just where we're planning to do a show and what time. But we will do a show tomorrow.
And what's that Facebook address?
Facebook.com/SmackTalkRadio.
And don't forget, if you want to be trendy, you can follow us on Twitter at SRL Radio.
Wow. I thought you'd give that up after I blasted you last show.
Hell no. And of course, if you want to send us an email, let us know what you thought of the show. Let us know what you think of WrestleMania weekend. On air at SmackTalkRadioLive.com. If it's good, we'll put it on the air.
All right, that's going to do it from WrestleMania Access. This is day one of three for us down south in Miami, Florida.
And honestly, it could not have gone any better.
No. Let's get out of here, James. I'm Corey Callahan.
I'm James McDonald.
And this was Smack Talk Radio Live.
We'll see you soon, everyone.
Make you glad you came. The sun goes down, the stars come out, and all that counts is here and now. My universe will never be the same. I'm glad you came. I'm glad you came.